you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. Since God never changes, and Jesus never changes, the Holy Spirit never changes, the Word of God never changes, His plans and purposes never change, and since we are still the church, then we, the people who make up the church, are in need of revival, because the world is in desperate need to see the manifestation of the sons of God. The purpose of the Rock Power program is to stir up the church towards repentance and revival. Our message this week is one that I taught our church just before the Iowa caucuses, and in it I'm trying to bring balance, biblical correction, biblical truth to bear on the process of elections, governments, politics, partisanship, and I think if you listen to it, you'll find the voice, so to speak, of one crying in the wilderness, because I'm going to tell you what the Bible says, and I don't believe many of you have heard what the Bible says in this area. So all this week we'll be talking about what the Bible says about voting. So I did title today's message, "You Should Vote, But You Shouldn't Leave the More Important Things Undone." Anybody know who Cyrus was? He was the king of Persia. He was the king of Persia, but God said, "He's my servant. He's my shepherd." We're not done yet. Isaiah 45:1, "Thus says the Lord to His anointed, to Cyrus." Now, can you imagine if any Jew dared call Cyrus his anointed? Now, this was written 150 years before Cyrus was born. Let me read the rest of it. "Thus says the Lord to His anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him, and loose the armor of kings to open before him the double doors, so the gates will not be shut." Talking about the gates in the river that flowed through Babylon. They were inside Babylon in the city celebrating. They were impregnable, and they forgot to close the gates. And Cyrus' army marched right in through the river and then went and opened the main gates. God said, "The gates will not be shut." And God prophesied it 200 years before it happened. God called Cyrus, this foreign king, this Persian, his anointed, his shepherd, and his servant who would do his will. Now, can you imagine if any Christian prophesied that Romney was God's anointed, God's shepherd, God's servant? Or can you imagine if any Christian prophesied that Hillary Clinton was God's anointed, God's shepherd, and God's servant? They'd be stoned. But God said that of Cyrus, the heathen king. And you're worried, and you think the world's going to come to an end if Hillary Clinton becomes president? Or you think the world's going to come to an end if Romney becomes president, or Huckabee, or whoever it is you think is so horrible, or Giuliani, or Edwards? I'm telling you, God is bigger than every politician put together that ever lived. And if the church would do their job and pray, we would walk in victory. Our nation would again be a Christian nation. Our nation would again be a light in the world. The church would be the light of the world. See, we've hidden our light under the bed. We've hidden our light under politics. But the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Folks, pride comes before a fall, and the church is proud. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. It's not the wicked ways of the wicked that bother God. It's the wicked ways of the church that bother God. It's not the wicked ways of the sinner. Dogs bark, cows moo, and sinners sin. When I hear my dog bark, it doesn't bother me, but if I had a cat and I heard him bark, I'd begin to wonder what's going on. The church has wicked ways. What are those wicked ways? Unbelief, lack of love, lack of obedience, lack of thankfulness, lack of serving God, lack of seeking first the kingdom of God, worldliness, selfishness, pride. Church, don't point your finger at the world. Point your finger at yourself. If the church would quit trying to fight flesh and blood and obey the Bible and turn off all these political pundits and get back to the Bible and quit listening to this junk, you wouldn't be in fear and you wouldn't be in anger. You'd be walking in faith and you'd be walking in love and you'd be walking in obedience and you'd be pleasing God and things would change. Because no politician is going to change anything. God changes things through prayer. Look at the nation of Israel. Whenever they tried to do things the way we're trying to do them today, they got in trouble. The flesh profits nothing. But whenever they turned back to God, God restored their nation. When are we going to learn we are making the same mistakes the children of Israel made? We've become dummies. And he called this Persian his anointed? I'll guarantee you, no one today would vote for Cyrus. If Cyrus were running for president, we wouldn't vote for him. But God called him my shepherd and my anointed. Maybe we ought to pray. Maybe God's ways are higher than our ways. Maybe God knows truth from fabrication. 1 Peter 3:8 says, be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brethren, be tender-hearted, be courteous. We can get so caught up in politics that we're not tender-hearted, we're not courteous, and we sure don't walk in love. If politics cause you to stumble or somebody else to stumble, then you're listening to the wrong thing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. Our lips ought to not speak evil of people. What am I going to do? The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Pray. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? What's good? To love, to walk tender-hearted and be courteous? Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It is not information that will cause you to stand against the wiles of the devil. I'm talking about secular information. Secular information.
Walking in secular information will not give you victory. And having secular information will not give you Bible wisdom, Bible knowledge. Secular information will not give you victory. It certainly won't give you faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Listening to Fox News is not going to give you victory. Fox News isn't any better than any other news. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. If you spend your time listening to the news, you're going to walk according to that information. But the Bible says we're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God, not what we hear on television. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate. We've sold out to the political system, folks. It's all right to vote, and it's all right to support a candidate, but you put God first and you find out who God wants you to vote for. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price.
You know, we've got zillions of Christians now who spend their time studying conspiracies on the internet, thinking that all that knowledge will help them do something. I guess stand against the wiles of the devil. But the Bible says, put on the armor of God, and you will not find the armor of God on the internet. You will find it right here, that you may be able to stand. If we're going to stand, we're going to have to do it God's way. Take no thought for your life. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. You know, people love power. Billy Graham became a dupe in certain parts of his life.
to politics.
The truth.
Some of our Christian leaders at the national level think more highly of themselves than they ought. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the cares of this life. Well, we'd never get overburdened with drunkenness or surfeiting, but how about the cares of this life? Now, he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word and the cares of this world. Choke the word. If politics and the cares of this world are choking the love of God in you, then you're listening to the wrong thing. The Living Bible for our scripture says you should tithe, but you shouldn't leave the more important things undone. Or you should vote, we're going to say, but don't leave the more important things undone. You know, this quote I got says, we've been commanded by Christ to engage our culture as salt and light. But it really says, what it says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It's good for nothing. That's what we ought to be worried about, becoming good for nothing because we've lost our flavor. Because we've been mixed. The Bible says, come ye out and be ye separate. Not control them. 1 John 5:4, still in my Bible, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
You know, I mentioned earlier that in the week that I received an email and a fax inviting me to participate in a conference call at thus and such a time on thus and such a day with a bunch of nationally known ministers, Dr. This and Dr. That and Dr. What and Dr. Who. And I got to admit that for a moment, I said to myself, gee, if you're going to be relevant, you better get in on this. This is important. These are high-ranking muckety-mucks. And for a moment, I almost succumbed to the temptation of pride and arrogance and thinking that getting involved with these people, listening to their political talk, would bring me relevancy, but it doesn't. And just for your information, folks, I want to tell you that the title doctor's not in the Bible. The title psychologist is not in the Bible. What is in the Bible is apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. When Christ ascended on high, he gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints. Well, they're still saints and they still need equipped.
Put on the full armor of God.
If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com. Or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321. Or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., or Friday evening at 6:30 p.m.